Good afternoon. If it sounds a little different, it's because we are outside on the sun porch.
We're out of doors.
For the big show today, because the weatherman said it was going to be sunny
Radio.
And 75 degrees.
Radio.
And I'm here to tell you that I am ready to string up every single weatherman known to mankind, because as we speak, it is 59 degrees out here.
A little chilly in
that. That is a lie. That is a direct lie. That they lie. They lie like dogs. We are outside on the sun porch. We have our microphone set up.
We're
ready to go. Everything's exciting.
As a rule, we broadcast from in of doors. And as a rule, when we're in of doors, it's also 59 degrees. So I don't know what the big problem is.
I don't know which is more disappointing. The weather forecast saying it was going to be 75 degrees.
Right.
Or Rob saying he was going to start showing up on time. I don't know which to get more upset about.
My new name on the show is Chilly Willy.
Chilly Willy.
It's chilly out here.
We are sitting.
Look
here.
At you. You dress for the part.
I wore the Hawaiian short. I was ready to go.
I wore shorts and sandals.
It's terrible. RJ, turn my gain up a little bit, please.
But that's
the microphones don't
Rob,
sound
you
that
have
good.
To admit that yeah. That's your usual uniform.
Yeah, but this is the first time in calendar year 2011.
That is true.
It is.
And man, I tell you, I've missed
didn't
those
get a
dogs.
Chance, didn't get a chance, Mike, to get to the Asian to have the pedicure done.
But it was 70 yesterday, and it will be 70-something again today, and that's really unusual for D.C. in February.
All right, because I want to have a clear, and now you can turn my gain down again because the microphone sounds weird
Mike,
again.
Today's forecast is 75 and hot, just like Buzz Burbank.
Because I want to have a clear show, because I want to relax and enjoy the rest
yes.
of the program, I'll get it out of the way now. Yeah. Rob, what was your deal this morning? What happened to you? You came in like you were angry, like you had a situation. Share it with us, please.
I don't like to be late. You would think that would not be a characteristic.
That would be a surprise
because
to me.
Of my constant tardiness. No, really, lateness
you
in 282 shows.
Rob is a jolly guy.
He is,
and
really.
Rob is
jovial.
And so when Rob is slightly perturbed, mm-hmm. it's real.
Put off,
it shows.
It's really, really easy.
It's on
to
his
tell.
Sleeve.
It's on
yeah.
my sleeve.
And
mm-hmm.
so there had to be. I would because Rob.
I left. Here's the deal. I left on time. I left the time that I always leave. 10:00 for
now,
a 40-minute. Drive.
Now that's the problem because
no,
remember
no, that's
when
not
we had,
the problem. That's
you
the solution.
When we had the talk yesterday,
that's the
that
new.
Were,
that's the 10, new departure time.
What was the old departure time?
When I got done. And you know what? Normally, when I got done was okay, not great, but sometimes 10:06, 10:07. I've made this drive dozens of times.
So the 10 o'clock departure course, time right now. Right. Will result in you getting here at
10:40.
Like 10:40.
You see,
okay.
I've rooted it different ways. I took
right.
your shortest ways, which took the longest.
I was wrong about that.
I took the Dulles, very expensive Greenway, which can get me here in about 41 and a half minutes
it's a
on
toll
average.
Road, right?
I can take Route 7 to 28, which gets me here every day in 40 minutes.
Right.
So with my target arrival of 10:45, if
right.
I leave at straight up 10:00, I get here at 10:40.
Yeah.
But I didn't anticipate today must be National Let's Load Up Trucks with Cars Day. Oh, yes, it's that day. And also, you know what? Now that it's about 9:30, let's shut down 28 and hang a traffic light and go to two lanes of traffic. Now, I don't understand why they ever have to just do two
you
lanes
right.
of traffic.
Yeah.
But
I want to let him get this out of his system.
But and hang a traffic light.
Right.
And
right.
you know what? I'm willing to take the risk of driving under the traffic light before it's secure.
Right.
What are the
right.
odds of it falling and damaging me? I'm going to roll the dice.
Sure. Right.
But there I am sitting, and you know, then it becomes a game. Mm-hmm. A game of mental anguish as I look at the clock,
right.
and the clock begins to resemble the clock face becomes Mike O'Mara's face. and as the hand
I would buy that clock.
And as the hand sweeps down by six, what it happens, that's Mike's face changing.
Yes.
As I begin to sound like Governor Ventura. It's Mike's face changing from the happy smile of, hey, it's Friday, we're going to do a show on the sun porch
right.
to where the hell is Rob? And you know what? Knowing 30 minutes out that I'm going to walk into an S storm mm-hmm. is a lot worse than walking into an S storm.
That anxiety sucks.
That anxiety was there. And you know, I think we can all relate to this.
Yes.
We really are pretty punctual people
we
because
are,
we're
right.
broadcasters.
Yeah, right.
But when
me.
It's taken out of your hands, your punctuality, that's what drives
yes.
me crazy. So, Mike, how have you been?
What?
Huh?
Start the music, RJ.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. Oh, what's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale, Frances.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No way. Knock it off.
Cut it out.
Shut up, Pee-wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
Because I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Pee-wee!
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Remember the first time I saw your bike? You were riding past my house, and I came running out to tell you how much I liked it even way back then?
I love that story.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Wrong.
Right.
It's from my porch. Yes. You know, it's weird the choices that actors make. God, these microphones sound like crap.
Well, we're doing a remote. We're outside.
All right, turn that down.
you know what I think it is, Mike?
Dumbass. We have a... I swear to God, it's going to be that. With
you know what I think it
long.
Is, Mike?
It's going to be like every one of my frigging band gigs that I did for 3 years.
Let me offer this as a consideration.
There is no appreciable any sense at all of audio levels.
All right, well, let me offer this.
By that man in that room.
Let me offer this. And keep in mind, were it not for RJ,
yes,
we'd not be here today.
We would not be out
That's
here
very
today.
Very true.
I don't mean to attack
job.
Him.
Very fair.
RJ, what if you were to boost Mike's gain and lower his potentiometer?
I said that already. We did that already. It just sounded different.
We're in the field.
We're roughing it. The sun's coming out.
It is.
And
that
look
is
at that.
The good news.
Little by little.
Mm-hmm. My microphone sounded fine before the show.
Mike seems to be dropping out a little bit, RJ. I don't know if you can boost him or...
I'm just trying to get it worked out.
Mm-hmm. I think we need a drink.
It's treat day, Mike.
I have my kids today.
Right. Oh.
You don't have drink. Just oh. a little bit of that red wine?
What have we drank?
I have red wine. Hold on. Turn... I'm going nuts here.
No, it's fine.
It sounds weird to
Why
me.
Why don't we scurry Rob into that room?
You're
Rob,
in the
get
field.
Into that room.
And then
go into
Rob
that room.
Can work it out.
Okay. Go into that room.
Could you? This will help.
Yeah.
Could you tell us where we're enjoyed and how many people are downloading
I
us?
Just was going to say that actor that played Francis in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Francis.
You talk about the career choices mm-hmm. that an actor makes.
Right.
And the career choices are, that guy played that ridiculous role, that evil Pee-wee Herman Francis character.
Yeah.
And then later on, the only thing I saw him in was like playing John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, always a crazy role.
His career.
Always like
yes.
whacked out, sick, twisted, like B-C movie roles.
You must be very careful about
Do you
your
remember
choices.
The trucker's name in Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Was it Large Marge? That he jumped into?
It was Large Marge.
That sounds right.
Yes. Large Marge.
Hi, I'm calling in from the control room.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
How you doing? Yeah, Rob, you monitor that every single day, so I think it's really up to you to kind of figure it out and figure out, listen to the different levels
the fluctuation.
That I'm getting right
How
here.
How about that?
That sounds actually maybe
better.
A little better.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. What did you do, Rob?
You're dropping less.
I touched it with my tender touch.
He touched it with his tender touch. Anyway, we are
I did exactly what RJ was going to predict that happened. I was going to do what RJ was doing, but when I did it, you'd like it.
It doesn't sound... It sounds a little loud.
Now it's okay. too hot.
It sounds a little yes. hot.
Okay.
Like
about,
maybe a little too hot.
How about what? Now?
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa 1630, KCJJ. Come on back out here, Rob. Vermont's 107.1 The Game. Uh-huh. And in 147 countries around the world, from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, this is Mike O'Mara's show. Sunportshow.com.
Right.
It is Friday, February 18th, 2011. We are doing the Sunport Show. We are waiting for Mr. Sun to come out, and we think that if that happens, it might actually be 75 degrees today. But
yes.
Until that time, yes.
We're still expecting it.
Still sounds like crap. Anyway, we are over 5 million downloads and rising.
Healthier crap.
Our show today is brought to you by Rip Digital. Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer. And Rip Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't.
Right.
Get rid of the CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites onto your iPod or home theater system, and you can get a $25 discount when you use the promo code BUZZ.
They did a great job.
Wow, how did
Buzz.
They come up with that?
Click the Rip Digital ad on our website and watch the video at ripdigital.com. Why use the promo code BUZZ?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because everybody wants to see who gets credit.
Right. I know.
That's why. That's the new age of advertising.
That's right.
Everybody wants to see. So mm-hmm. Do it a million times.
Please. I started phase one of Oscar's Mama's Music to going to Rip Digital yesterday.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
And boy, that's some great music, Oscar. It all seems to sound like this. Din 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 di di di, in din 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 di. And then there's heavy drums.
A little cumbia.
And then you get.
Oh, I love that part. I love that
and the
part.
Really horrifying thing is I did four LPs yesterday.
Could I hear that one more time the way?
Sounds like Survivor.
And the thing that was most upsetting is I thought I had burned all four records the same because I couldn't tell them apart.
Oh, right. No.
They all sound alike.
And they are, right. They are the records that your mom listens to think of the old. Oh, I heard bird. Did you hear? Let's listen. See if we can hear birds.
If you stop talking, the mic's closed.
Yeah. We need to talk very.
There you go.
Yeah.
That came mic. Through.
I just wanted people to realize we're outside.
Everyone quiet. Listen for the Spanish birds.
I bet you're getting the birds responding to you.
You think?
With that. I think that's probably happening.
Oh, but the birds just stole my hubcap.
She thinks of the old country, right?
When she does. And absolutely. I will say that I got to tell you that when I was younger, and I think you mentioned this with your father or your mother, where when you're a little kid, you're a remote control. So when the record would skip or end or whatever would happen, I'd get yelled at to go and run and fix it.
Absolutely.
Flip it. And every time I would go I was always so scared to drop the needle. Mm-hmm. I would hear the scratch and then I would get a yell.
Sure. You know, in the old days, original days of television and music and everything else, there was no such thing as a remote control.
Right.
You put it on a channel and you stayed
there. Your kid did
unless that. You had a kid and then it would be, you know, Robbie, go change the channel. And then fast, you'll strip it.
I had a friend who had one of the early remote controls, and I don't know what principle it worked on, but it wasn't the same science that we use for remote controls
today. Not
because
a million years.
What would happen is you'd go to this guy's house and you'd throw your car keys down on the table, you know, when you arrive, and it would change the channel
high
on his TV.
High frequency noise.
That's what it would do.
I think the guy's name was Adler. He worked for RCA.
No, his name was Terry.
Terry.
The guy with the TV.
That's why they called it the clicker.
That's right.
Because it would make that loud clicking sound that we had.
And I do. I have to applaud my kids because, you know, I've got the only house in the neighborhood where the kids will come home, and it's not uncommon for me to be listening to an LP. Oh. But they come downstairs to say they're home from school, and they're hearing, and they don't even ask.
They don't care.
No.
It's another one of those weird songs that daddy's listening to.
Hey, I had a great day at school today. Okay, I'm going to go upstairs and escape the scary Spanish music.
One letter to share today that I wanted to get to. This is from Chris Cutler, and this came in yesterday, and I got to share this with you guys. It says, Mike, I heard on Wednesday's podcast the mention about slow motion RJ and the bus trips to Virginia Tech. I wrote that letter to you this past summer and referenced an incident where he almost came to blows with a guy because of that. Now, RJ, do you have a microphone back there? Do you have a mic?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Can you adjust your gain, RJ?
I'm not touching it.
I heard on Wednesday's podcast the mention about the slow motion RJ. I'm such a pro, aren't I?
You are.
If there's something wrong with the audio,
it's fine.
I just go right by
it. It's fine.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're supposed to ignore things.
Right.
But then again, some of the people that have been successful in this business are successful because they do the opposite of ignoring things. Heard on Wednesday's podcast the mention about slow motion RJ and the bus trips to Virginia Tech. I wrote that All right, now those birds are starting to piss me off. I wrote that letter to you this past summer, and angry birds. I wrote that letter to you.
He wrote a letter. Professional.
Focus.
I wrote that letter to you this past summer and referenced an incident where he almost came to blows with a guy because of how slow he was moving. This was all due to the fact that he had a bunch of bags and towels to strap on him before exiting at 3 a.m. and some hump couldn't wait a little bit longer for RJ to gather himself. I will never forget waiting a few extra minutes. There's Angry Birds. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will never forget waiting a few extra minutes each weekend just for him to arrive in his pickup with a bus full of folks waiting to get on the road.
That's him.
The first time I was shocked to see someone in no hokey gear, but rather a set of towels, bags, and a Miami Vice style shirt to boot.
That's our
coming on our little trip. I just figured that's either his hustle or maybe he thought we were making a run to the border.
Aww.
Either way, the collective groans from the bus made it all worth it.
Sure.
RJ will never change.
His reputation precedes him on the bus.
He will never change. And RJ, that comes from Chris Cutler. How accurate a portrayal of you and Virginia Tech was that?
Chris, you're a funny guy. I love you. Yes, I know I was late a couple times arriving in my truck in the parking lot, but I like that story to be on the shelf in the fiction section of Barnes & Noble's.
How do I make my microphone sound like yours?
Ooh.
Like RJ's?
Yeah.
I don't think you want that. You sound good.
You don't want that. You do.
Maybe it's just because
Mike, you sound wonderful.
Yeah, you sound great.
Well,
yeah.
God bless all of you.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. I don't think he sounds all that great.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So Mother Nature today and the weather forecast that we've talked about before, playing a little bit of a mind F on us.
Yes.
We are going to supposedly, eventually, we're going to get temperatures in the mid-70s today, which
That's
is
right.
irregular for Washington, D.C. in February.
It is.
And then tomorrow, it's right back to like temperatures in the upper 40s.
40 degrees if you're lucky, and 40-mile-an-hour winds, it'll be nasty tomorrow.
It's going to be horrible,
right.
And everyone's mood that is so euphoric today because
right.
we're out of doors is going to go right back to normal, and we're going to realize we've got another month, probably more.
Exactly.
Because this area, it seems to me, over the years, this area has teased us more and more and more. I remember a lot of really, really cold St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Damp.
Sometimes
yes.
with snow on
right.
St. Patrick's
Jackets
Day.
Jackets on.
In my lifetime, there have been three substantial, like 8 inches or more, snows on my birthday in March.
And when is the exact date?
Details are unimportant.
March 7th?
8th.
8th. Thought I had it
round
right.
Number.
And I will be this year 40.
40.
Oh, well, wow. You know what?
Lordy, lordy. Rob
what do I
40.
Hear, boys?
Soiree!
I hear specialty show.
Oh, yes. That'd be nice.
The 7th of March, just right. around the corner.
Except it's the 8th.
It's the 8th.
But both.
As we
are,
previously discussed.
What do you,
just around the corner.
What does somebody want for their 40th birthday?
What do you want, Rob?
I really don't want it. You know what I want? I want my computer.
You
want my
computer
to arrive from Dell.
No. I'm not talking about what you want. I know what you would like. I'm talking about how did you guys celebrate your 40th birthdays?
Oh, man, I have to go through so many marriages and so many different
things. Buzz had dinner at the White House.
I don't remember my 40th.
I don't either at this point. I remember my 50th.
The 30th is a biggie.
Right.
The 30th.
The 50th is a biggie.
No, I think the biggie is 21, and then I think 40 is the next big one.
No, 30 is pretty big, and 40 is any of the decades.
I'm out of the DB3Os in a couple weeks.
Right.
When I turned 30, you probably remember this. We were on WJFK at that point.
Right.
And I had
a pony.
I basically had a little kid's birthday party because
that.
I lived at home in Olney, Maryland. And we broadcast live from my house.
Would it be accurate to say that's probably one of the biggest shows that you and Chad ever
absolutely.
Did?
Absolutely.
When you had that. I remember hearing about that and thinking, man, that is why I love these guys. That
course.
Is why that show is funny.
Anytime you got a pony.
And the most important part of that great concept of having a little kid's birthday party was the pony. And you had all the grown men taking pony rides.
Yes.
Correct?
And they were dressed up in costumes. And I was 30 and living at home, which was the impetus of when are you going to leave home?
And there was a magical joy to his his voice for that whole broadcast.
We're sure. You really were. Again.
Oh, Captain 20 showed up. I almost died when he walked
Dick
in.
Dick Dizel.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I just saw him as Count Gore a short time back.
You know, you can hire him to spin your wedding now.
You know what? Dick Dizel, who was on the show, God bless him.
He's a great guy.
Want to talk about punctuality? He was supposed to do like a 7:45 appearance on the show. He was there like at 5:30.
Yeah.
Terrific guy.
Brilliant.
I got it for Rob's birthday.
Okay.
What?
We take it back and we make it a 50s birthday.
A 50s birthday.
Because he loves that era.
Or how about 40s?
How about 1940s?
A 40s?
How about an Elvis birthday?
Mm. I hate Elvis.
Has he done that?
I know you do, but he loves Elvis.
Has it been done before?
Look at his face. Have you said you hate
Elvis? That hurts even to be said.
You just really hurt him by saying
even someone whose opinion I value at the level of yours.
Well, it's your birthday. What do you want?
I think a casino-themed birthday.
No. But I'm talking to guys.
Too complicated.
What I'm talking about is that we all have to dress up. And that's the funny part, because it's radio.
Right.
We all dress up either as Elvis or in 40s-themed outfits.
Or 50s-themed
outfits. Or 50s-themed outfits. Right. And we try to do the show in that era.
Uh-huh.
We do the show in that era. And you do your voice, and I'll do my horrible voice. And Rob will do his voice. Not the Elvis voice. I think that's why it works better for the 40s or 50s.
Uh-huh. A 1940s radio show.
What are you doing there, Ronick?
I'm doing the video.
Is this what we're streaming for Ustream?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Right now we're streaming it from my iPhone.
All right, are we streaming right now? We're streaming video on your iPhone?
We're watching through.
Watching live.
Technology's amazing.
Hi, everybody.
When will the complaint calls start coming in?
Do you not want the party?
I want the party. I'm not sure I like the theme.
You don't like the concept?
I don't like the concept. Oh, the concept's not funny enough.
They can't all be winners.
We're hashing this out live on the air.
I like hashing it out, but do you want? What do you want
exactly
for your birthday party?
I do like the idea of a 1940s-themed birthday party because it would be the most inconvenient, or I'm sorry, most uncomfortable for all of you.
Yeah, you're right about that, ass.
But also, I fear that it would be the least entertaining. May I have a weekend to think about
Please,
it?
Please, I think that's...
I think Oscar is absolutely right. The one idea
it's like
is
Mad Men.
We
right?
have to do a. We have to. Oh, that'd be 60s.
Mad Men.
Oh,
you know, just Mad all these Men decades. Would be like
what am I going to do?
Then we'd have to like, and then we'd all start smoking again.
Oh dear! I'd have to.
We
pretend.
Don't want that to happen.
No,
we don't want to start smoking again. I think
1977 at Studio 54 themed birthday party.
Now we're
with
talking.
Lots of blow and loose sex. Can we book Bianca Jagger?
How about this?
No.
Because I'm 95% gay.
Yes.
How about a drag birthday party?
No. I don't want to dress up as a woman. I've done it before. I don't like it. Do you know how long it took me to get the Amy Winehouse tattoos off?
What was the one where you looked like John Candy in where he was in that movie?
The Appearance.
Where he played,
I remember seeing him there.
Where he played the private investigator. What was the movie
Who's
from
Harry
John?
Crumb?
Who's Harry Crumb? And you wore some big wig, and you looked like John Candy as the woman in Who's Harry Crumb?
Some of the women that I have dressed up in the past, I was once the fabulous sports babe,
right.
Which was a good.
That was fantastic.
Good, you know what? It was odd to have a costume that I had to wear padding for. My greatest womanly moment was that of Amy Winehouse.
Yes, that's what it was.
That was a true winner.
Yeah. That was a true winner.
So, but you, when I would say you, I say Mike and Buzz don't remember your 40th birthday.
I don't.
I remember 50th, but not 40th.
Well, you remember 50th because it was closer.
That's true.
I remember my 30th very vividly.
Okay, what'd you do for your 30th?
30th, I had a surprise party.
Oh, nice.
One of my wives gave me a surprise party.
My wife?
Surprise, you're divorcing me.
It was great.
I'm going to tweet that right now.
One of my wives gave me a wonderful surprise
your
birthday party.
Your 40th party would be in June of 1999, to put it into perspective, right?
Right.
So what was going on in 99? That was before 9/11.
I know that 99, I would have been with another one of my wives.
Right?
I love that.
Two, right?
Huh?
Number two, right?
Yeah. Numero dos.
Yeah, numero dos.
You know what?
I'm sure it was special.
I'm guessing
exactly.
As I try to replay it in my mind.
I tend to block ugly times in my life.
I think you were probably heavy into the band at that time. Did the band do something for your 40th?
I don't know.
Does this open up into a larger suite?
I don't know.
All right.
I have no real memory of it.
Yeah.
I don't have any memory at all.
What
so.
Do you... Well, first of all, Jabril's got to be here for your 40th.
Mm-hmm.
So get him in here.
Jabril.
I'm just Jabril's trying to take like a grocery list of what will happen on a 40th birthday
Rob,
bash.
What are your things you like?
I like music.
I've got it.
Yes.
As much as I hate it.
What?
I might hate this if you guys get enthused about this idea.
Okay.
For his 40th, Rob Spiewak, This Is Your Life.
Oh, my God.
I think that sounds good.
I hate
I'm
it.
I'm talking Sharon.
Yeah.
I'm talking Robert Sr.
Yes.
Oh, my.
I'm talking
That's
Friends.
That's brilliant, actually.
Man. I'm talking Chili Amar from Mix 107.3. I'm talking Brad. Mm-hmm. I'm talking Tab. I'm talking all Rob's
Chad
dummy.
Ram.
Chad Ram.
Oh, and speaking of which, let's just... pause on this because that idea makes me so uncomfortable.
He's getting nervous.
It's got to be great.
Yes.
Sulfur. It's the right one.
Yeah.
Did you know that on Facebook there is a Chad Ram now?
Is
it's
there
a
really?
Picture of a guy holding a hammer. His favorite artist is MC Hammer. He likes Thor's Hammer Vodka. It is really just a guy that's invented the characterization of Chad Ram.
The guy that hit me in the eye with a hammer.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's on Facebook?
There is a Chad. He has like 30 friends.
Yeah. I saw you posting on Facebook at like 2 in the morning yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I've invented an event that doesn't exist.
I wonder why you're sleepy today.
Yeah.
You know, I threw Rob at about like 6 a.m.
Actually, no. I was in bed 10:30 last night.
10:30? Hmm.
I believe so.
No, you weren't. You weren't because you posted, I walk into the edge. You see, one thing you might want to know about me is I look at my Facebook page at about 5:30 in the morning. So when somebody posts something, you know, 5 hours before.
I definitely was in bed by midnight.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what did you post? What was your last post last night? I forgot. Another one of these nonsensical Rob posts.
No, I invented.
Gay threads.
I invented an event.
What was it?
Cat.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, what is this thing? Okay.
I saw that.
I just hope everyone can make it to Cat.
You know what?
Last year was such a disaster.
Congratulations, Rob, on another diversion from another wonderful diversion from the show.
Oh, no.
That we can direct people away from the show.
My
I don't want to talk about it.
It's a tool to promote the show.
Is it
you
really?
You have to follow the development of Cat.
It will unfold.
I see what he's doing.
Really?
It's actually kind of brilliant.
Well, all right.
We'll see.
I'll be the judge of that.
He's teasing.
Right now, Mike, the details are very sketchy,
right?
But it's a half-hour event at the end of the month at the Club Tropicana.
Isn't it like
and
nine,
it's called
is it 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m.?
9 to 9:30.
9 to 10.
It's going to be the greatest half-hour event of the year. It's called Simply Cat.
At the Club Tropicana?
At the Club Tropicana. Details to come.
Yeah, you're not going to tell us where the Club Tropicana is, are you?
Well, it's like Lost. We're just trying to figure it out.
But we got like 50 people attending.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And the thing that... No, here's the deal. If I can pull the corner back.
Now he's getting excited.
Oh, there
we'll
go.
Tell. All right, we'll find out more about it when we go. Let's take a break.
Music RJ.
Cue the music RJ.
Reset.
1-1000, 2-1000.
That was a lot
Thank
of Rob.
You.
Jeez.
A little too much Rob.
I liked it.
I want more information on this before I promote it. Let's take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Jesus. All right, here's something I really want to promote. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment is brought to you by The Bonus Hour. All right, this is not fictitious. This is real. Get a month-long subscription today for just $3.99 or become a VIP and get these special shows, plus the live video feed, raw shows, and more. Bonus Hour, sign up at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Sign up.
We urge you to do that, and thank you so much for supporting
If RJ were to play Cut 26, we actually have a promo for today's bonus show
Listen.
I think you'll enjoy.
All right, this is Cut number 26, RJ. You can turn that one down.
Those are your scoring
now you're
at home.
Going, we're going at
this week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Mike, let's stick with you.
All right.
I like this question for you first.
Thank you.
Would you rather be a homeless person that everyone loves or a rich asshole that no one likes?
I'd rather be a rich asshole that no one likes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oscar?
A homeless person.
Liar.
That everybody loves.
That's such a lie.
No,
that is
hated.
Such a lie.
Why
I
is
hate
that?
To be hated.
Liar!
You just hate to be hated.
Because I'm a pleaser.
Yeah.
I like to please.
Yeah, just ask the rabbit.
Yeah, or ask Kara, right?
Yeah.
Well, not later.
Just ask your coworkers when we were in Iowa. All right.
How about you, Robin?
Oh, rich asshole.
Yeah?
I'm already halfway there.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week, this week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Mike, let's stick with you.
All right.
I like okay. this question
we
for
like
you.
We like this so much.
Right, would you
right, turn it down, RJ. Turn it down. What was that? What was that that I just heard?
Audio glitch.
The CD yeah. skipped.
A
was
problem.
That two promos that like lipped over each other?
Yeah, that was at 50 seconds in, and it started over.
The the actual.
Do you see how quick RJ is to throw Rob under the
I wasn't throwing Rob. I
the
was just describing
the actual tagline is because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
Right.
Uh-huh. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
No, I'm talking about the technical glitch.
No, what we yeah, it? We know.
I Mike, if I don't touch the machine, I don't know.
they're battling. So you're saying operator error there?
I'm saying let's move on.
you.
Somebody
you
kicked out a cable.
I pulled the plug.
Audio Vault should be fun.
What is wrong with you?
So yesterday.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Rob, this morning.
Rob has a new Facebook picture.
It's pretty.
This is the All Rob
yes.
show.
No,
I did not intend
it.
This to be the
let's
All Rob show.
Let's do something else.
But how can we do something else? When Ronick texts me your new Facebook profile picture while I'm at the edge. This morning doing the radio show, which everybody needs to listen to
please,
if you're in the DC area. Otherwise, I'm going to be fired. It's very simple.
You're going
thank
to be
you.
Fired.
You're going to be fired.
I hope you
listen
enjoyed
to me.
It because yeah. you're going to be fired.
That's Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9, 105.9 on your radio, and mm-hmm. then come back and listen to this on your computer.
Yeah.
So Ronick texts me the picture of you on Facebook.
Really?
What are you doing?
Serial killer.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's the most. It might be. The most terrifying picture of you I have ever seen.
Are you
in my
hammered
life.
When you take that picture?
You look a little drunk.
What do you think?
I don't know. Let's play the odds and say yep.
You're weird today. How many yeah. crowns did you have last night?
I had
or
three,
this morning.
Three big ones.
okay. Six drinks.
Ate all
perhaps
ate all the cherries too.
Perhaps 18 drinks.
That's right.
You know, a total of 18 drinks.
And you know what? I think I knew that I'd crossed the pleasant line of drinking when I was watching American Pickers with my sweet daughter Julia.
Uh-huh. American Pickers, I gotta
and
get
I
that.
Said, you know what, Julia? Those guys are jerks.
Oh.
And I really had to stop myself from saying
yes.
dicks.
Oh,
and I
really?
Almost yeah. said it. But she said, but Dad, they're why you watch the show? I said, I watch the show because I hate them.
What time?
Wow.
What time did you take your new Facebook picture of
that's
yourself?
Probably 8 o'clock.
P.M.
Yeah.
And how many drinks had you had?
Oh,
at
I'd
that
probably
point?
Had all three by that point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You pound them like right when you get home?
No,
you...
no, no. If you start at cocktail hour, really which is like six, yeah. while
six
you're cooking
o'clock.
Dinner.
Okay.
And then you have one, and that's right. maybe you nurse it for 40 minutes. That's a drink
okay.
every 40 minutes.
Right.
That's not pounding.
Doesn't
that's
that
pounding.
Wear you down though?
What?
The constant drinking? I feel like it would wear you down.
And yet, look at me. As vibrant and alive.
That picture sure looks like you're vibrant and
but
alive.
I took,
we got to post that on MichaelMaraShow.com.
Well, that can be today's show picture. But
yeah,
the thing
okay,
is,
good.
You know, I'm just starting to know my iPhone. And I took a picture in the at the Target.
Yeah, okay, Rob.
God, what's I took wrong a picture. I took a picture at the Target that I found funny because this will shock you. My father and I sometimes poke fun
yes.
at genres of people.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. there was a website
like
that was
of
people
Walmart.
Of Walmart. Yeah. So you're doing the same thing.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was
okay.
they had all the stuff set out for St. Patrick's Day, and they had like green derby hats and
right.
kiss me I'm Irish buttons and
mm-hmm.
green beaded necklaces, and
sure.
then in the middle of it. Flasks.
Of course.
Just flasks. Just silver flasks. And, you know, we'll often make a note that, you know, your people, Mike, they
yes.
enjoy to take a dram once in a while.
Yes, so we like a little beverage.
So I took a picture of the Irish flasks and I sent it to my dad and I copied myself. I said, God, the quality's great.
Yeah.
So I'm monkeying around with my camera and I take a picture of myself last night and I said, God, that's horrifying. I want that on my Facebook page.
Wow.
So and that's how it happened.
So that's how it happened? Mm-hmm. How long do you plan to leave that up there?
Until I die. So about 20 minutes.
No, you and my radio partner, Kirk McEwen, tend to change periodically your Facebook pictures,
yes.
which
yeah.
is, that seems to be the new thing that all the cats are
well,
doing.
Well, that's what
there.
Most people do, I think. I leave mine up because it's kind of a trademark photo, but most people, I think, circulate
yeah, they change
them.
It all the time.
Yeah.
And it also, it can reflect your mood or mm-hmm. if, like news of the day. Last week, I had Charlie Sheen's picture up when he had no teeth. Because I found that earlier.
Mark,
up.
Should I do that? Should I change my picture?
Yeah,
should I start doing that on a regular basis?
When you do right. that, it notifies other people that you've changed your photo, makes them look at your page. So it's a good
you,
thing to
you
do.
You would actually, I think this would be gold, Jerry,
really?
Is put a picture up of Carla.
Yeah.
Really?
And everybody fly to
really?
Your
all right, I'll do that. I'll put Carla up there.
Yeah. And by the way,
I'll put Carla naked up there if it'll get people to
well,
go to
that's
the
a
page.
Whole different
that
animal.
That would also be good. And be sure to invite Carla to Cat.
God damn it. All right, you tell me right now in a sentence. You tell me.
He can't.
You tell me how it's going to promote the show. How it's going to promote this show that pays your mortgage. Tell me how
wow.
it's going to do that.
It will promote this show because by the time I have 200 people committed uh-huh. to coming to Cat, every yeah. time I post on Cat's wall, it will go to all 200 people. It's another venue to reach people that listen to this show.
Okay, very good. All right, I accept that. That's good. You did that in a sentence. I think that's completely legit.
And we can't cancel Cat now. I've already started thawing the punch.
Oh, God. This is thawing the punch.
I want to say to everyone, I am barely tolerating this.
It's okay.
Because this, I hate Cat already with every fiber. What well, time? What time?
If we changed it to dog?
Hold on.
Because we might do dog in the fall.
What time? what time is your is Cat? What exactly is the time that you're
at
doing?
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
At what day?
On February 28th.
For February 28th.
At Club Tropicana.
At 9 a.m. Okay.
Is all this right. in some Second Life format? Where is there a specific location of this
all
event?
Yes, it'll the be Club announced. Tropicana. It's going to be on the website ooh. For Cat. So what you need to do is pay careful attention. Details, TBA. We will, don't hassle the
okay,
DJ.
I apologize.
This
okay.
is my hustle.
I'm going to let it
hold
go.
On. Did you say that's the 28th of February?
Yes.
You can't do Cat on the 28th of February at 9
why?
O'clock.
Why?
Because that's Belly Palooza.
At 9 a.m.?
At Mama Frog's.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Belly Palooza.
Conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm. I'm having Belly Palooza yeah. that day.
I can move the date of Cat.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm just making crap up. That's what
so
you're doing.
Oh, yes, exactly.
What's the punch thing you said? You're thawing
the punch. Thawing the punch.
But I don't want to step on Belly Palooza. I think what would be great is if we could have them both. What if you did Belly Palooza at
9:30? I don't want to play this game anymore.
I think Cat's some ruse for KCJJ.
Cat has nothing to do with KCJJ.
Why do I think? I guarantee one of the guests... Already, the two of the guests uh-huh. are Tommy Lang and Steve Bridges.
I didn't invite them.
Right? Yes, you did.
No, but you know who I invited?
Tab's coming.
I invited.
Trip's coming.
The only people I
Pat's coming.
That I invited.
All your
to
one syllable people are coming.
Brad, Pat, Tab, right. Trip,
Zip,
and then
Dink,
I and then they all spread
bun,
the word. Mm-hmm. It's going crazy, Mike.
Felt.
Do you know why? Because America was heartbroken last year when they canceled Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Cat. It's an ugly story.
Because the punch wasn't thought of.
It had nothing to do with that. David
okay.
Soul
listen.
Became drunk and disorderly.
Listen, you son of a bitch.
You got to love his imagination.
Is Cat an I'm going to ask. He won't tell me.
What?
No, he will. It'll be
what's Cat an acronym for?
It's a cat. It's a feline.
It's a feline.
Look at the page. Can you bring up the page, Mark? It's just a picture of
Jesus.
A cat.
Look at the, he's getting everything
so
he wants.
So much pub, right?
Yeah. He's getting everything he wants. He's playing me like a viola
like a
right now.
Yeah.
He is playing me like a viola. And I think he's slightly underpowered. That makes me even more angry. That makes me even more angry.
You
he
see,
is
Mike,
not 100%.
This is
you're,
not,
you're right. You're
this
being...
is not the spirit of Cat.
You know, yeah.
This is not Cat. What we set out to do.
You know what's wild about this show?
What's that?
The Sunport show?
Yes. We haven't mentioned the Sunport. We've been talking about his stupid, fictitious event.
And in 3 minutes, it's more Rob with
know,
the audio vault.
I know. Why am I even here today? I didn't need to show up.
You're being driven by a guy who's not had enough sleep.
That's right. A sleep-deprived alcoholic from Leesburg is running this show today.
And he's I am not very punctual.
Who was late.
Right.
Who was late. So...
You know, there's a great sun porch at the Club Trop.
Is the sun? Not another word. Not another word about chat
cat.
Or whatever you're
it's
having.
Called cat. Mike.
Do you have the website?
It's coming up.
Is this the picture you're talking about?
No.
All right, enough.
But the sun
all
is coming right. up.
Hey, the sun
go to my
is
page
coming
and search by events.
How does the sunshine affect Rob? Because we want to keep talking about Rob
no,
as
don't.
Much as we can.
We want to pick the Oscars because otherwise we're not going to have time. All right, here we go. Now listen, we're going to do this today because everybody's going to be doing this next week. So mm-hmm. I said we'd get a little jump on
jump
it. We'll do a little roundtable with Buzz, Rob, and Oscar, and we'll find out who you think is going to win.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen the movies, it doesn't matter.
Right.
We're guessing anyway. And
just for fun, let's say we've all seen all the movies.
Mark Gronick or RJ Mark is that? Well, you'll be able to hear it. Is can we have maybe a running tab and then we check our scores the day after the Oscars. I think that should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Actor in a leading role.
Okay.
Yes. You have Javier Bardem for Beautiful.
See.
Mm-hmm. You have Jeff Bridges in True Grit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network.
No.
Colin Firth in The King's Speech.
All right.
And James Franco in 127 Hours. We'll start with Buzz Burbank.
Colin Firth in The King's Speech, clearly.
Rob Spiewak.
I really like James Franco, and I think it might be his year because he's had
a lot of
great roles, but no recognition. I say James Franco.
Very, very tough. Ooh. Not a lot of people picking him. Oscar Santana.
Wow. I would say Colin Firth for The King's Speech.
Got to go with Oscar and Buzz on that one, Colin Firth. We'll see if Rob's prediction comes true. And hey, oh, outside sounds. I wish we'd get like a jet flying over or a siren going by. That would be a lot of fun.
In this town?
You know what? Hey, you know something, Mark?
Yeah.
Dial 911. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Well, you know what? With RJ, it's a coin flip. Go ahead and do it. You know what I saw in your fair city on the way in today?
What's that?
I've never seen.
A man riding a bicycle?
Chickens running wild.
Oh, no surprise.
They weren't fighting.
Right.
They were just out and about?
Yeah.
We call them polo.
It doesn't matter.
El polo.
What about, weren't there three murders here just this past
week?
Yeah,
no problem. No, I'm sorry. No problema.
And don't be alarmed by the fact that it involved a machete.
I did hear that. Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That's the knife of Buzz. That's true. The knife of their people.
And incidentally, thanks to... All right, here we go. And, you know, once again, back to Rob, because I know nobody will get this quicker than him.
I hate this.
Who would you think, who I haven't heard from in months, maybe going on a year,
yeah,
but who decided, because there was a story about Manassas that made national news, who would drop me an email about the murders in my fair town?
Hmm.
Who do you think it would be, Rob? Who would do that?
Who would
find joy or at least a reason to get back in touch when there was a
man or a woman?
It was a woman.
I'm going to guess LH?
No.
Oh, no. Who?
Hmm. No.
Was it a previous wife of yours?
Train.
In a way, yes, but never married to her.
Ooh.
But it was someone I dealt with very closely for about a year of my life.
Wow.
I give up.
Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, I so got that.
Easy.
Oh, that's
you
very
missed that
easy.
One because you're tired.
Yeah, forgot about it.
You missed that one.
You threw me with the wife thing.
It was no. I will tell you that Beth Ann McBride. Hey, thanks, Beth Ann. Thanks so much. You know, nothing. Just something like it was like Devil Town, and then a link. I swear to God, that was this. No, I won't say the word. Beth Ann writes Devil Town. Don't be fooled. No. Devil Town, you know, jumped ship when that ship started to sink.
Oh, yeah.
That rat jumped ship like nobody's business.
Started running down the ropes of the Queen Mary.
Absolutely.
Didn't she move into temporary housing?
Got the hell out.
She was in temporary
she's
housing.
She's out of the curb
for 3 months.
She never, you know, that expression you like to use, all in. Don't think she was there with that. Devil Town and a link to the New York Times article about the murder in Manassas.
Right.
Thanks, BA. Good to hear from you,
Keep in touch.
Take care. Okay.
Did she mention the current status of her hair?
I don't know. Actor in a supporting role.
Hot.
Christian Bale in The Fighter, John Hawkes in Winter's Bone. And that,
hey.
When I saw Wayne's World, that was funny. When they did the Winter's Bone. I enjoyed that. Jeremy Renner in The Town, Mark Ruffalo in The Kids Are All Right, and Jeffrey Rush in The King's Speech. Let's go. We'll go in the same order. Buzz Burbank.
The first one again.
Christian Bale?
Christian Bale in The Town?
In The Fighter.
The Fighter, I'm sorry.
In The Fighter. Have
Christian
you seen
Bale
any of these movies?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you were ill.
yeah,
Rob
let's
Spiewak.
Say that.
Bale is the obvious choice, but I think because they're not going to get the nod for Best Actor, Jeffrey Rush will get Supporting Actor for The King's Speech.
All right, Oscar?
I saw The Fighter, hands down, Christian Bale.
I have not seen The Fighter. I am dying to see The Fighter.
He is barely recognizable.
I've heard he is absolutely transformed. Yeah. He is one of those psycho great actors.
Yeah, how could you be Bruce Wayne and then look like that in that movie?
Pretty amazing.
And he was in Newsies.
And he was in Empire of the Sun as a little boy.
A beautiful boy.
Wow. Beautiful.
Okay.
He always wanted more rice.
Queen. Christian Bale, that's my pick as well.
Yeah, but I'm not the one that suggested an all-drag show for my birthday.
In a leading role. Annette Bening, The Kids Are All Right. Nicole Kidman, The Rabbit Hole. Is that a porno? I'm sorry.
Yeah. It is for Oscar.
Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone, uh-huh. Natalie Portman in Black Swan, and Michelle Williams in Blue Valentine, Buzz Burbank.
Natalie Portman in Black Swan.
Bob Spiewak?
Portman, because she's dark, mysterious, and lovely.
Oscar Santana?
Portman, and there seems to be some correlation between pregnancy and a nomination. Mm-hmm. She's probably going to win, and she had a great performance.
I have seen Black Swan.
Yes, you
I
have.
Watched Black Swan, and I think maybe because I'm seeing it, I'm calling my first upset. Mm-hmm. This will be won by Annette Bening in The Kids Are All Right. That's just a
wow.
And it will be the big story of the evening.
How come?
Sure,
why you say that?
I you know what? I
gut feeling.
I really want to see this movie, and mm-hmm. I've heard so many great things about it. And I love Annette Bening. I really do. And I think she is never given her due.
Train,
oh, you hear the train whistle?
Train.
Hold on. 1,000, 2,000
That's the Freedom Train, Mike.
We're outdoors. Hello, Pa. Load up the truck, Pa. We're moving out because the Dust Bowl's done us in, Pa. Anyway, sorry about that.
Beth Ann's on that train.
Annette Bening and The Kids Are All Right. Actress in a supporting role. We're almost done with this. We got two or three more categories.
Okay.
Actress in a supporting role. Amy Adams, The Fighter. Helena Bonham Carter, The King's Speech. Melissa Leo in The Fighter. Hallie Steinfeld in True Grit. And Jackie Weaver in Animal Kingdom. Buzz Burbank.
Helena Bonham Carter in The King's Speech.
Rob Spiewak.
Who was the one from True Grit?
True Grit was, let me see, Hallie Steinfeld.
No. Okay, I will. I'll go with her because I heard her performance is one of the best things in the movie.
Oscar Santana.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Carter. I'm going to go with Hallie Steinfeld in True Grit.
Right.
Unbelievable that a 13-year-old kid could do this.
That's what I hear.
The dialogue alone.
That's why she won't win, though.
The dialogue alone blew me away. She walks away with it.
CGI.
Easy.
13.
CGI.
13. She won't get it.
Okay, let me see where.
Tatum O'Neal got it.
All right, hold on. No, we're not going to do it.
She
and
sure
incidentally,
did.
This is the way I do the Oscars, too. All these categories we've enjoyed, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
We will not do animated feature film.
What?
Why not?
We will not. Do you want to do that?
I've taken my little Luca to a couple of them.
All right,
didn't you
Luca.
Take your girls to one just now?
All right, How to Train Your Dragon, The Illusionist, or Toy Story 3?
Oh, please.
Oh, easy.
Toy Story.
Rob?
Got to go with 3.
Got to go with 3.
Three.
That's
Toy
unanimous
three.
Toy Story
that
3.
That might be the best movie I've seen this year.
Wow. All right, here we go. Hold on, let me see. I'm getting a documentary feature.
It made me cry, Buzz.
Directing. Black Swan, Darren Aronofsky, The Fighter, David O. Russell, The King's Speech, Tom Hooper, Social Network, David Fincher, or True Grit, Joel Cohen and Ethan Coen.
No.
I think The Social Network will
hated
win best.
True Grit. I'm so mad at True Grit.
For director, The Social Network.
Okay, Rob Spiewak?
I think Social Network will win either director or picture, but it won't win both.
Okay.
I'm going to say director.
All right.
I agree with Buzz.
Fair Oscar enough. Santana.
David Fincher, the Social Network.
Boy, this is tough. I'm going to go with King's Speech. I thought it was brilliant.
It
I really
could happen.
Did.
It could
I was
happen.
Really taken away by that movie, and I hope it is the
it
King's
could
Speech.
Happen.
We'll
yeah,
see
but
what
you
happens.
Can't like the King's Speech.
What's that?
On the web. Like? Nothing? All right.
Okay, thank
I'll
you.
I'll just hang out over here.
Thank
oh,
you.
Like Facebook.
Sorry. Hold on. Makeup, no. Music, no.
The sun's out.
Going
see you
through this.
Cat.
It is getting warmer, too.
Mm-hmm. I'll be
We're
there.
Down with our last one.
Oh,
here we go.
The last one.
Black picture.
Oh, sorry.
Best picture. I said black picture.
Best picture.
Best picture. Uh-huh. Black Swan.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
The Fighter.
Uh-huh.
Inception.
Yes.
A lot of nominees here. The Kids Are All Right.
They have to
the
do
King's
Campbell.
Speech.
Uh-huh.
127 Hours. The Social Network. Toy Story 3. Oof. True Grit. Or Winter's Bone. Buzz Burbank.
The King's Speech.
Rob Spiewak.
The one picture that sticks out of all of them, now they have to do 10 nominees.
Yes.
I think they're all going to dilute all the votes except for Toy Story 3. I'm going to call Toy Story 3.
Wow. No, wow. For best picture.
Yep. It's happened before.
Wow.
Wow. I'm so. That's a real wow.
That's
you still you sure you want to stay with that?
Yeah, I like that film.
Oscar Santana.
Okay?
I believe it should be Inception, but I have this conspiracy theory that the people of the Academy, the voters,
mm-hmm.
they want The Social Network to win because it'll draw so much more attention to the awards. So The Social Network will win that
and
category.
I'm going to go with The King's Speech again.
Wow, you're
this.
You are
happen.
All in.
It
I
happen.
Love that movie. I really did.
It
I enjoyed that. RJ, hit the music. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will open up the audio vault, and we will have Rob Spiewak once again because he hasn't been featured enough on today's show.
Right.
It we'll wasn't
right
my doing.
We'll be right back. Outside, Sun Porch. Friday, O'Mara Show. Thank you. Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
This is like a song you would bone to in the 80s, right?
Yeah. All 80s music today, per Mike's request.
Yeah, I love 80s.
This is why the birds are angry.
Brought to you by Netflix, not just movies. Most of the TV shows we discuss are available now on Netflix. This time,
Mike?
Watch your mind. Can I just have a little fun? Can I have a little fun Crown Royal yakety yak just for a second, please? Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches. Or even on your TV for just $8.99 a month. Oh, man. It's my headphones are dropping out a little bit. Yeah. Are yours too?
Yeah, a little bit.
You got it, though. You
For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website, Netflix. Thank you very much. Welcome back. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, Feb 17. Here he is. Yes, what were you chomping at the bit to say before?
I was going
to
say, did you ever, ever have to play that song at WAVA?
Oh, my God. God.
See, I thought you'd have fun with that question.
All the songs that were... How,
yep.
How. They all sang the same way. How.
RJ, stand by with cut two. Do not play it off the CD yet. Thank you.
All right.
My email blew up last night at about, I think, 8:30 Eastern time when the show Community ended.
After your drinks?
Yeah, way after my drinks. Had my drinks. Uh-huh. Getting my drinks.
Julia, get me my computer.
Julia, do you know why I hate this show? I hate them because they're dicks. They're abusive dicks. I don't want you to be like that.
Right after
Can
Community.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who are the dicks on Pickers that you don't like? Are they the migrant
the
workers?
No, the hosts.
Yeah.
Oh, the hosts.
You thought this was like about agriculture?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, hold on.
The
wait.
Migrant workers. No.
No.
I thought we explained
yeah,
it
I
to
thought you.
You
knew what it
These
was.
These are junk dealers that go and pick through like hoarders' barns and stuff.
Oh.
And they pick trash.
They essentially rob people. Is
yeah.
what it gets
really?
Down
yeah.
to. Yeah, that's why they're jerks.
Do you guys all watch it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it. I just know about it.
You know about it.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen it?
No.
I love it.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I'd like to check it out.
I'll tell both of you. Right. Season one, the entire first season, is on Netflix for instant viewing.
Well, there you go.
Get on it and
you'll
watch
love
it this weekend.
It.
You'll love the show, and you'll hate Mike Wolff.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. I can't wait.
All right, but my
the
email
immigrant
blew...
workers.
Immigrant workers.
I thought they were migrant pickers.
That's no. right.
I swear to God.
These has
I
been a bad year for tomatoes.
I thought they were banjo players.
I thought. Pickers.
Yeah, Mike, it's a show about people whose scabs don't heal. But that's for another time. LeVar Burton was a guest on Community last night.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a great scene at the end that applies to our own Mr. Oscar Sanchez.
Got a lot of this.
This is the tag scene. Can I have cut number two, RJ?
Hey, Troy. Hi. I'm LeVar Burton.
You just got LeVar Burton to come here for Troy?
Troy, I am telling you, man, the salmon is really good. Would you mind passing me the pepper?
This guy just won't talk to LeVar Burton.
He's terrified.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in the book. The Reading Rainbow. Oh. More fish for Kunta.
So that was a nice take on the theme, but I prefer cut
Made
number
my
three.
Night.
Cut number three, RJ, is another great rendition.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book, A Reading Rainbow.
But Mike, you're telling me that sounds too dry. How about cut number four, RJ? Something with a little zap.
This is the real
Butterfly
one.
In the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. That will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Not a bad thing.
Cut number five, RJ, because you know what Jesus. We need to do, Mike? That was good. Go ahead and play it, RJ. But we need to make it hit. We need to make it hot.
All right.
And we need to make it now. That was all yesterday. We want to be about today. It's a hot new electronica record.
Something with auto-tune?
Yeah, you're going to love this. We love you.
When does he start singing?
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Butterfly.
I can all over the dance floors. You're going to hear it in the clubs.
I love it.
All right, we can lose that, RJ.
I love this at the Tropicana.
And put number 7 on deck. I love stuff like this. Three guys, we have this video on our YouTube page. Take a look. They've taken 101 bottles. They look like beer bottles, filled them with various amounts of water.
Played this one earlier. This is a great piece of audio. And once again, when we talked about the Tom Selleck sandwich waterfall,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, what the internet is supposed to be, this is killing me. I'm taking these headphones off. I'm sorry. I'm taking this. There we go. These are guys playing beer bottles.
Light of the Bumblebee. And they're running around the room to do it.
Amazing. Oh, it's awesome.
Now, they're blowing with their lips. Are they using a hose or?
They're striking them with what looks like a spoon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Have you ever tried doing this at home?
Oh, yeah, it's impossible.
No, just with like a couple glasses of water.
Oh, yeah,
and
I am.
Just.
Because I'm weird that way.
Can you do it, though?
Sure.
Okay, that's it. That's enough. One more and we got a break.
It's hard to be good.
Okay,
at
then
it,
I want
to.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I just never tried.
I want to leave with this one, Mike. I tip of the Mike O'Mara podcast hat. Our St. Louis listener of the day.
Mm. Okay, St. Louis.
She's mad at her boyfriend, Jermaine. But what happened is Jermaine left his cell phone with her when they broke up.
Uh-oh.
So she changed his outgoing message.
Oh, good.
So a tip of the hat to this lady. I don't know her name, but you're going to know Jermaine's name.
Very good.
This is cut number 16, RJ, and this is how we close out today's Audio Vault.
Do not call my phone. This is not Jermaine's phone. Jermaine, dirty ass, took my phone, my $20, and everything else with his thieving ass like he always do. This is my mother phone, and I will get it transferred tomorrow. So if you call his phone for Jermaine, this is not his mother phone, and he going to jail. I have to call the police on his dirty, dusty ass all the time. He's no good. He never took care of his son for 5 years. I keep living with that. He's back at his mama's house begging for $5 or $10. He ain't gonna work. He ain't gonna work. He never gonna work. His mama always said he was just gonna be just like his daddy, and that's what the he is. Mm-hmm. No good. Stay the away from me and my kids. Don't call my mother phone. Don't call this phone for that dirty bitch no more.
In order to take away from that, Jermaine is no good.
There you go.
There you go. That, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
What,
music, RJ.
What is her point? I don't really understand.
He has a dirty, dusty ass, Mike.
We will take a break. When we come back, if the headphones hold out for the Sun Porch Show, it's a Buzz and the News right after this. Welcome back to Michael Mercer. Hi, Carla. Carla just came back from
Yay.
Work. Doesn't she look spring-like today?
Who can it be? It can be your lovely wife.
Are these headphones dropping out because of battery power? Is that the problem?
I don't know.
Can we get a fresh battery and pop it in there? Is there a chance we can do that so we can make it to the finish line today? Let's get Buzz in here with the news. It's time for a news update. Buzz Burbank, take it away. What's going on?
Thank you, Mike. Well, we're brought to you today by DigitalTrends.com. For up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets, go to DigitalTrends.com. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter purchases. Get their new Kindle app at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click their ad on our website, DigitalTrends.com. The gap between the haves and have-nots is widening. What could possibly go wrong? CNNMoney.com says that on average, when you adjust for inflation, the richest 1% of Americans, those making $380,000 a year or more, saw their incomes rise by 33% over the last 20 years.
That's great news.
Income for the average American, meanwhile, has dropped by 1% from $33,400 a year to just $33,000.
You know, have you watched the documentary that you're going to love, Buzz Burbank? Mm-hmm. Have you watched Reagan? Have you watched that documentary?
No, I've been tempted. I have not watched
it. I got it in the DVR.
Like
how great
it.
Is it?
To me, now listen, everybody knows where I line up politically, that I line up left of center. Everybody is aware of that. And go ahead and switch that out right now, Mark. Everybody is aware that I line up left of center on this type of thing. And
those were my headphones,
I will tell you, what is interesting to me is that you've got a situation where you have a pretty balanced documentary.
Right.
But if I'm on the right side of things, mm-hmm. You know, really the right reveres Ronald Reagan.
True.
And they're going to be pissed at this time. Would you not agree?
Yeah, well,
I
was a Reagan fan growing up just because as a little mini political junkie,
right.
Because my father brought me into that, I would watch every address. I would follow everything.
Right.
And for me, I found myself kind of pissed at his son for talking about his father in a certain manner.
Absolutely, and so did a lot of Republicans that felt that same
and
way.
I'm fully a Democrat here.
But
you know?
The reason I bring this up, since mm-hmm. you've seen the documentary, is the main thrust of this.
Yes,
there's a lot of time they spend on the model of the economy right. and of the transfer
Reaganomics.
Of wealth and where it went. So that's the reason.
The trickle down that doesn't.
Right.
It was an ugly day in Wisconsin yesterday. As you may recall, state lawmakers were about to vote on a measure that would take away the rights of teachers and other public employee union members to bargain as a group.
Go Bears.
The new Republican majority in Wisconsin, led by a governor without a college degree, is pushing to end collective bargaining as a step toward balancing the state's budget. This brought tens of thousands of union supporters to the steps of the Capitol in Wisconsin yesterday. Public workers who say they'd accept cuts in pay and benefits just don't end their right to bargain as a group. Democratic lawmakers, longtime union supporters who wanted no part in this, actually left town yesterday, leaving the Wisconsin Senate without a quorum. And they say they're not coming back until the governor drops his plan to kill collective bargaining. That led Republican leaders to send police to try to round up the lawmakers. This could be tricky since the protesting Democratic lawmakers actually left the state, so they would be out of Wisconsin police jurisdiction. And schools are closed in Wisconsin for a third straight day as the grown-ups try to work all this out.
Governor Martsky.
Absolutely
isn't
fascinating.
Isn't it crazy?
But in a way, this is our little revolution.
This is our Egypt.
I'm sorry. This right. is the man mm-hmm. saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to let you take that away from me, and I kind of dig it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's very cool.
Ohio, by the way, considering a similar proposal, and that brought demonstrators to its state house yesterday. 3,000 state workers versus 200 Tea Party members. Some have argued that the state government budget problems are not the fault or are the fault of politicians and not teachers. That doesn't mean that teacher pay can't be based on logic. In New Jersey, Republican Governor Chris Christie is arguing that merit pay makes more sense than automatic tenure. Might be hard to argue
but
with
as
that.
A rule,
it is hard to argue that.
I don't trust people that have the same first and last
Chris
name.
Chris Christie? Yeah.
Chris Christie, Mike Michaels.
And whenever I hear that, I remember Rush Limbaugh's old DJ
Roberts.
Name.
Jeff Christie.
Jeff Christie. No.
But watch out for Jeff Jefferson. Watch out for these people.
That's right.
In Washington, meanwhile, Republican leader John Boehner is saying he'd rather see the government shut down than give it temporary funding that doesn't include budget cuts. Without some kind of funding bill, the federal government will have to shut down in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Democrats.
That's when Cat is.
That's right.
Oh, God, our attendance will go through the roof.
Oh, man, Cat's coming up, and we're going to have the government shut down?
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Holiday.
Right.
Democrats want to keep the government funding.
I can't believe I just did that. I just went along with it. What, totally against my will.
You can't fight it.
You know, Carla, you might want to ride with Mike because the parking
okay,
is scarce.
All right. Put a sock in it. Put a sock in it.
Democrats want to keep the government running and funded on a temporary budget until both sides can agree on some cuts.
Thawing the punch, you dingleberry.
The last time. The federal government.
The greatest half hour of the year.
All right, yeah. I'm
especially
sure.
since
okay.
Cat was canceled last
All
year.
All right, right now, Tab's rubbing one out right now.
Oh, God, I hope so.
I think your train is here, Rob.
Tab on the guest list?
Put that on the use
Tab's train. On the guest list, isn't it?
Tab
VIP
was one
list.
Of the first three people invited. He's what we like to call a seed member. It grows from there.
I don't think you have to explain.
I don't want to go there.
The last time the federal government was shut down was also at the hands of Republicans in 1994. Aphasia update. This might be timely for you, Mike, an aphasia update.
I've got some very, very strong feelings on this.
You know about this really already.
Yeah, well.
Local CBS.
Will someone give me credit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone gives you credit right here.
Okay, very good.
Listen to this. All a right. local CBS Los Angeles reporter, Serene Branson, did not have a stroke after all. Her episode of gibberish as she covered the Grammys last Sunday was a symptom of a migraine headache, just as Mike had predicted on Monday's show.
Yeah, and
written right here.
The reason I was able to do this, and I'm sorry, I did not even consider the issue to be medically all that complex because mm-hmm. I've had it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This was diagnosed for me almost 30 years ago. So this has been in mm-hmm. the medical books. This
right.
has been in neurologists' office, in general practitioners' offices. You know, I think because this was a TV reporter, because
Bennett
she
Brower.
Happened to wear clean clothes, and she happened. No, it was like this lady,
whiteheads. Uh-huh.
It was also the TV
high drama,
bull crap,
exactly,
hype machine.
Exactly,
where they at one point, I guarantee, a doctor was going to say it could also be migraine, but they cut him off right after he said stroke because they wanted to make it, ooh, so scary.
You can't believe how uninformed the news media was on the subject. We were more informed, thanks to you.
Because I had it.
We knew that. Now, it could have been a stroke, but the news media didn't understand that, and I heard reports even saying that she had a condition called aphasia. Aphasia isn't a condition. It's a symptom.
It's a symptom, right?
Exactly.
I had an extremely mild case of it, and we had it right here on the show.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to you guys. Ronick knew what it was because he suffered from the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She got a very severe attack.
Yes.
And it was very difficult to understand her. But what Kirk said to me this morning on the radio show, he said, you were looking at the TV monitor, or it might have been, I think he said this to me, does she even know what's going on? I said, oh, she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
You can see the fear in her eyes.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
When she loses it.
And you know the disconnect is there between the brain and the mouth, and you can't express yourself. And to have that happen to me, a young broadcaster, when it first happened to me, and I was actually coming out of a recording studio, I can't even describe how terrifying it was.
Yeah,
it was so freaky because, oh my God, this is me.
But,
I'm not going to be able to do
this.
But
the news media really wanted to make it a stroke.
Of course.
For the high drama.
They desperately wanted the poor little girl to have a stroke.
I always thought it was the vapors or maybe some of the consumption.
She's going to be fine.
Carl and I were down in Florida.
Yes.
And we're at a diner in Florida. And the waitress comes up and goes, I said, oh, you all right? She goes, nah, one of these snowbirds brought down their vapors.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay, well, why don't we go bleeding? Let's have a bleeding and get some leeches out here.
Want
now.
Some leeching?
Yeah.
Good for a Friday.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, a motorcycle. Nice.
Very cool, was it?
You going to ride today?
I like that. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here with a good one. Finally, from our home office in Florida, late Monday morning, soccer mom Laura Campanella was visiting Bayshore High School in Manatee County.
She's so good.
She was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, at the cleavage.
Did you say shocked or shot?
Shocked. Shocked. She was shocked, not shot.
Okay, got it.
No, the soccer mom shows up, Laura Campanella. She shows up. She's shocked at the cleavage she's seeing on another woman, another soccer mom who was also there that day. An argument ensued between the two women.
Did you say she was shocked?
Shocked.
Shocked, okay.
Yes. Like that.
Aye!
She was shocked at the cleavage of another mom, as a matter of fact. An argument ensued. The deputy arrived and studied the cleavage, and he told Ms. Campanella to chill. He said the cleavage was perfectly legal since the other mother wasn't actually exposing herself. That's when Campanella pulled down her own blouse and shouted, oh, then I can... And then she squeezed her exposed breast together and said, and then I can just do this. The officer then arrested Ms. Campanella on suspicion of disorderly conduct.
Wow.
Show and tell was never like this. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Today's show is brought to you by Rip Digital and Cat 2011.
The 28th at 9 a.m.
That's right.
Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer. And Rip Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't.
It's amazing.
Get rid of the CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites onto your iPod or home theater system. And you can get a $25 discount when you use the promo code Buzz.
Buzz.
Click the Rip Digital ad on our website and watch the video at ripdigital.com. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, February 28th, 9 a.m. to 9:30. It's Cat.
At Club Tropicana, Mike.
We'll be there. We hope you will, too. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a safe weekend. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.